您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
U.S. photographer website published a report on web users' photo searching behavior in 2015, which shows that the word selfie was searched more than 20 times more than last year. So this is not a reason to be all that surprised, since the word selfie has been included in the Oxford Internet Dictionary in 2013. But my query is,how self-obsessed are we that we are still doing this, and it is a trend that is just growing and wouldn't stop. So guys, here we should listen to a song that illustrates my point. It is from Ge Zhongshen, a rapper. She talks about selfie, I guess.
我喜欢自拍，不管在哪里都行。
我喜欢自拍，
就故意偷偷入镜。
我喜欢自拍，
如果我某某同心。
我喜欢自拍，来一起自拍。我喜欢自拍，不论是任何舞台，带着我的器材，随时拿来。
Yeah, I like that groove. And Amy, since you host a music show, can I just quickly ask you, what do you think of that?
I like it. It's probably not the kind of music I'd play on my show, but it's kind of catchy.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of catchy, and it's this reoccurrence of, you know, 自拍自拍
yeah,
you know, everything.
Like, 自拍
and,
自拍
and, yeah, and she says, like, wherever she is, the first thing she does whenever she's in the crowd, just everywhere, it has to be selfie, selfie, selfie time. So what do you think is going on, and what does it tell about today's modern China?
I think selfie has become very popular nowadays. Even when Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, visited the Temple of Heaven, he took a selfie together with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang. And also, it reminds me of, a football or soccer player, Sergio Aguero. He showed his picture together with Mr. Xi Jinping and his Prime Minister David Cameron not long ago when President Xi visited London. So, Manchester, I have to say. So I think, you know, it has become very popular, and it's very convenient, and it's very good for our improving our self-image and doing publicity. Why not?
I have to admit something that's a little bit embarrassing, but...
What is it?
I'm part of a WeChat group with some of my friends, and...the whole WeChat group is devoted to taking selfies. And so...
What?
Oh, that's a selfie group.
We're in a selfie group, yeah. And so all of us are living in different parts of the world. Some of them are in San Francisco. Some of them are in UK. Some of them are here in China. We all, like, all of us met at different times in China. But the thing that connects us, some of them I've never even met, but we all send selfies of wherever we are. So we kind of, like, check in via selfie. And...I've got to say, it's super fun.
Right.
And
it's actually a global network of sharing selfies.
Yeah, it's super fun. These people I've never even met. We just, like, share selfies with each other. But we do also share, like, information out, like, you know, any news stories that are about selfies. We share those on the group. It's so nerdy. But somebody recently shared an article in this group where they were talking about using selfies as a security method. I don't remember what it was for. Maybe for...ordering something or for plane tickets or something like that. But basically, you register for whatever it is, and then you take a selfie to show that it's you, and then submit that, and then they give you the thing that you ordered.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like, now it's like a security measure.
It's actually scanning your face.
It's sort of like you can compare the picture. I don't think it's actually like a facial recognition scan, but yeah, you can take the picture, and then they can compare it to your passport.
Yeah, and I think with selfies, because everybody's just so into it, and I'm not one of those people, Amy. And I think what's really interesting is that because of, you know, the popularity, that there's, like, new derivatives coming from it. There's, like, new developments, such as the selfie stick, and...Now it's everywhere. Like, you can not... Well, what's the point of it? So you can take a wider shot and...
It's not just about a wider shot. I mean, whenever you, wherever you go, for example, a if you are single,
mm-hmm.
on your own,
mm-hmm.
on a business trip or whatever. For example, when I visited Macau, standing in front of the St. Paul's Cathedral there, I was alone. And the only thing I can do is to take a selfie with my selfie stick. Otherwise, I have to ask someone else for help.
Yeah, and then you might develop a romantic relationship with the next lady coming along and taking that photo for
together.
You.
Oh.
Yeah. See, you are...
You're missing out on romantic opportunities by taking all these selfies.
I think so. And because by doing that, you're, you know, cutting down the chances of being able to communicate with other people, meeting new people and all that kind of thing. So I think selfies... I mean, it can only happen in this day and age with the level of technology we have and the level of narcissism we have here. And one part I don't really understand, I just hope that people who do selfies all the time, Amy, you know, like sometimes I just don't really get it. Like some people like take these selfies with special software that looks glamorous.
Yeah, we don't do that. That's not allowed in our selfie group.
But then, I mean, are you guys just that confident for the world to see?
It's a good challenge because it's like you have this criteria and you try to make different kinds of selfies. Maybe a mirror selfie or like a reflection selfie or like behind selfie or, you know, you try to find the most creative way to do it.
So it's not just about conforming yourself into the kind of beauty that everybody else agrees
with. It's not pure narcissism.
That's a lot more fun.
Only a little.